Hey y'all, welcome to Chatting with Coach Amy, an encouraging podcast for your journey. Hey y'all, welcome to the podcast. You are just chatting with Coach Amy and Teresa, and guess what y'all? She lives in Mississippi too. So fun. I haven't met her yet in person, but maybe soon, yeah?
Hopefully. I would love it.
Yay, that would be so fun. Well, I'm just so proud of you and all the progress that you've made in group coaching, and you have been on my list to ask to be on the podcast for a while. And I was like, you know what? This might be a good time. So I went ahead and reached out, and she was like, yes, of course. It was so great. So introduce yourself to us, Teresa.
Well, my name is Teresa. I am 42 and I teach first grade. I've taught for 14 years. I took 6 years off while my kids were little. I have a 12-year-old and an 11-year-old. They're 14 months apart. Ooh. And I've been married for 19 years and we stay busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. But we're a lot of life. Huh?
Yeah.
You have girls or boys, did you say?
My oldest is a boy and then my youngest is a girl.
Gotcha. Okay. One of each.
One of each.
14 months apart. Mercy.
Yeah. Yep. That was not planned, but God has his own plan and it's been wonderful.
That's good. And first grade. So camp is in first grade.
I love it.
I think that is kind of a fun age. That's good.
It is. I taught kindergarten for years, but first grade is where my heart is. I love it. I've missed them this week. I've been home quarantined and I've missed them.
Sick. Well, yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better. While we're on that subject, because I think it would be good for us to talk about maybe what you did to support your body the Trim Healthy Mama way, because I know you were doing it. I know you were.
Yes, I was. Lots of berries and lots of GGMS. I added, a singing canary here and there. It's not my favorite, but I was like, okay, I'm going to treat it like my medicine.
Yeah.
I added that. And other than that, my doctor, said zinc and vitamin C and lots of veggies, lots of salads. And I kicked it really fast, actually. Good. Within a couple of days, I felt so good.
I'm so proud of you. Well, okay. Was it Monday night on my Zoom where you could barely talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saturday, yeah. Sunday, Monday, couldn't talk. And then I started turning the corner.
That's wonderful. Did your children get sick? Or are they okay?
No, they're fine. I've stayed away from them. They're fine. The rest of them seem good. So
awesome.
I get to get out of jail tomorrow and go back to freedom. So excited about that.
I bet. Well, that is so great. Thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah. When I have clients, especially one-on-ones, they'll reach out and ask what to do. And that's my list. You alternate that GGMS and that singing canary, or you can have one a day. Make a gallon of each, you're done, or, assign it to one of your children. Katie is my daughter that makes the singing canary. I'll like yell from my office because I'm like, oh yeah, I need to sing. Katie, can you make me a gallon singing canary?
I'll have to teach my daughter. She loves to cook. So yes. I'll teach her.
Yes. So I have that little Pampered Chef mix and stir pitcher, It's got the plunger in it because
I'm going to order one of those.
You need to. Yeah. It does settle and you can just easily do it. Or you could even, they have the shot, the singing canary shot where mm-hmm. you, it's like, well, I can't, oh, I don't know. That might be a little stout.
It might.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
But I do love a singing canary. I love them. Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you. And did you lose your taste and smell or anything like that?
No, not at all. So really, I just had a headache and some congestion and couldn't talk. That's a big deal because I like to talk.
So. Oh, I do too. It's interesting how it affects people differently, but I'm so proud that you've been supporting your body for so long, which we'll get to, and you were able to kick it. That says a lot about Trim Healthy Mama. It really does. It does. Okay. So how'd you get started with THM?
Well, I had a friend who suggested it from one of my good friends from work, and I'd been kind of dabbling in, I guess, lazy keto would be the way. And, I wasn't sticking to anything this time. I'm a yo-yo dieter. I have done it all and I would lose a lot and then I would gain it back plus a little bit. And then it was just back and forth. So she suggested it, I guess back in January of last year, and I started dabbling with it in February. I got the books and read it and didn't really understand exactly what I was doing. And, But I lost, even not really understanding, I lost about, you know, 20 pounds, and I lost what I gained over that holiday season.
Yeah. Talking about losing, but you don't understand it. Like, I thought peanut butter was a carb the whole time.
Yeah. I was doing way too many S's. Like, yeah. I was still scared of E's and way too many S's, and just, yeah. And I started small. Like, I started with breakfast.
Good girl.
And the rest of my life was kind of like it always had been.
Right.
And I kind of got, you know, added a little more, but I got to where I wasn't losing anymore. And I was like, okay, I need to do something else.
Right.
And that's when I looked up group coach. My friend told me about coaching, and she had been with a coach. And so yeah, that's kind of how I found you and started in July.
Wow. You've been with me a while, girl.
I have been the second summer buds group in July.
Wow, buds summer part two. That's what I called it. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows? I come up with those names and then just go on. Like, I don't even spend time on them. It's just like, here, there it is. That's little stuff. Well, good. Oh my gracious. So how was your experience? Because you had done THM before, of course, you know, I forced people to do buds first. So how did you feel about that? You can be honest.
I was grateful because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, and I knew I didn't understand it all. And that was, I mean, really, honestly, it was life changing, because then I understood it. I had all the parts and the pieces, and I made myself a binder and put little notes on my refrigerator. And I could just really, you know, I could understand it and stick with it a whole lot better, a whole lot better. And then just the accountability, having you review our sheets there at the end and really say, oh, like, I didn't know I was doing that, or, you know, juggling my fuels better. It was just a real blessing.
Girl, that tracking sheet's life-changing.
It is. It's absolutely. If you're not doing it, do it. Do the tracking sheet.
Yeah. So if you've never done coaching with me before, it's literally just Sunday through Saturday, and then the time of day down the side. And say you had eggs and bacon Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. I just put an S right there, and it's just a chart. It's just a tracking sheet. And you just do that for the whole week, and you'll be able to see your timing. You can calculate or tally up your fuels, like SE fuel pull. And then I also look at carb sources, because we want to change those up. And then the non-starchies to make sure you're getting plenty of veggies. And I added water and exercise. And not everybody fills that in, but that's okay. It's there for who wants it. Oh, that's so exciting. Do you still fill that out? You're in Blooms. So are you doing that?
I fill it out every night. This week I hadn't been as diligent with it because I was sick, and I got to look in and I was like, oh, I need to do a little better job, you know, juggling some things and getting some different carbs in there, that kind of thing. So it's just a great, I'm visual, like I'm a very visual person, and it really, really helps. You can see where you've been and where you need to go.
Yeah. And I'm very proud of you. 10 points for filling it out each night, because you can correct a problem before your week gets away from you, you know, and you're like, you lose time. In my opinion, that's like losing ground, you know. You can lose your momentum by just having so many S meals and all that. So good. Okay, so let's talk about your family. You've got older teenagery type kids, right? So how do they feel about mama doing this weird food thing?
They're so supportive. They're really good about my daughter. Like I said, she likes to cook, and she'll get the cookbooks out and be like, oh, let's try this. Like, she just picked out a key lime recipe. I don't even know which cookbook it's in, but she was like, let's try this, mom. So, you know, that really helps. You know, they don't follow it. I have a very picky son. God love him. He he's just picky. That's just what it is. Yep. But you know, he eats what I put on the table, or he goes eats a bowl of Cheerios. It's not, you know, it's not the end of the world, but they can really see how much better I feel. And
your transformation, like, just see, cause I don't think I've seen a full body, but your face, oh my stars.
I probably don't have a full body because I avoided the camera. I was like, I am not at all taking a full body picture. I have one somewhere. I'll have to try to dig it out and find and see if I have the guts to put it out there, because
it will inspire so many people. Just do it, girl.
I'll have to see if I can find it.
Yeah, it's awesome. How about your husband?
They're really supportive. He's good. He's actually lost like 30 pounds.
Shut up.
And that's just You know, from what I fix for dinner, and then he'll eat it leftover for lunch. He still has his sausage and biscuit every morning for breakfast, creature of habit. But, and that's okay. That's okay. I have switched the whole family over to Gentle Sweet. Like, we all drink coffee, even my kids. Love coffee. But, you know, they've all switched over to Gentle Sweet and the keto skinny syrups. Yep. So that's, you know.
What are y'all's favorites?
Oh, all of them.
Really?
Yes, we really do. I don't like pumpkin spice stuff, uh-huh. But they do. They like that. My favorite's probably the salted caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably the one I use most often.
Okay. I like the hazelnut and the cinnamon dolce and the mocha. Those are my favorites.
I haven't had the mocha. That's on my list when we've run out to order. We're finishing up the vanilla right now.
So yep. I'll do my coffee, and then I'll do, so it's 3 pumps and a little bit. If you use a pump, that's an ounce. Mm-hmm. So sorry. Okay,
that's good to know.
Of the chocolate, or the mocha. And then I use like a tablespoon or so, especially if I'm an S, I'll use a tablespoon or so of the dairy-free silk heavy cream. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a hot chocolate, but you didn't have to go through all the process of doing all the other things. Very good.
Sounds delicious. I'm going to put that on my list to order.
Yeah,
the coffees have like really helped me at night. That's when I don't, you know, go for the desserts. I'll fix the coffee and sip on that, and that's really helped.
I agree. I do that too. I had a decaf last night just because of that. Well, last night I did a hot cocoa bomb.
Yum.
Yes, we still have a ton of those because at Christmas, remember, it was 9,000 degrees down here in Mississippi.
I know, we wore t-shirts on Christmas.
I know. My kids wore shorts to wherever. And, you know, bless.
Yeah.
So now it's freezing cold.
Yep. And
so now I'm enjoying the hot cocoa bombs.
Good plan.
Mercy. Okay. So since you're a teacher, walk me through what you do to prepare for your week and what your day looks like at school.
I'm thankful to have kind of a normal lunch. Not all teachers have a normal time for lunch, so we eat at 11:30. Uh-huh. So most of the time I eat breakfast about 6:30, and then I'll have a collagen coffee at first recess, which is about 9:45. And then I take my, you know, lunch every day, and usually that's leftovers. I don't have time to, you know, do anything fancy. Sure. It's going to be a sandwich or leftovers. Sure. And I have a little fridge in my room, and I keep it stocked with Zevia, so I won't go to the Coke machine and get a Diet Coke.
Good girl.
And, I keep like apple cider vinegar, those little bottles.
Yeah.
I keep that and make my own GGMS usually in the afternoons right before carpool. And then I just keep stuff that I know I can eat in my fridge, you know, two goods. I keep something frozen in the little freezer section, like little muffins or something. So when a kid has a birthday, I'm not tempted to go after that cookie cake. I'll eat whatever I've frozen.
That is incredible.
So we have a couple of teachers who have actually kind of started. Well, the one who introduced me to it, she does it. And then a couple more who kind of started. So we kind of have this little support group. We'll be like, girl, back away from that. You don't need that. So that helps to have somebody who knows what you're doing and support you in that.
Absolutely.
I always have something. They call my kids, say, oh, that's Miss James's snack bin. And it is, it's my little snack bin. And that's when I get stuff out of it when I need it.
That's awesome. So when you make your GGMS with the little bitty apple cider vinegars, by the way, I get those. It's like a 4 or 6 pack at Walmart in a box, right?
Yep, 6 pack. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's it.
And do you add ginger to that, or you just don't worry about it?
No, I have a bottle of ginger juice, or I put it in a little container in my refrigerator. Yes, so yeah, that and usually the berry hydrate. That's usually what I have at school.
You are a classic Coach Amy client. I love it.
That's awesome. That's my favorite.
Oh, mine too. That's how I make them too. Oh my gosh, I'm beaming over here. I am a proud mama. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. So what are your favorite muffins to have in there?
Auntie Pearls, and then Brianna Thomas, the chocolate ones. They're like chocolate chips and a chocolate muffin. Okay. Those are usually my two. And then I also keep the oatmeal on the go cups.
Yes.
Yeah, I keep those because, you know, usually I'm grabbing it on the way out the door in the mornings to make it to work. But I keep those in my classroom. So if I didn't eat breakfast, then I have that I can eat without getting off track.
That's awesome. My gracious. So on your suppers, I'm assuming you kind of get home around what, 4:30-ish?
No, not at all. Because my daughter's a swimmer, so she has practice 4 days a week after school. And my son is a soccer player, so he has, I mean, like literally every single day we have something after school. So normally I pack whatever I'm going to eat for my snack and eat that on the way to pick him up from school and drop everybody off and go our ways. We drive 45 minutes one way for soccer practice.
Whoa.
Usually about 3 days a week. Yep. So lots of days we don't even walk in the door till 9 o'clock at night.
Whoa.
when soccer's going full blown. So we've had a nice break. He's done school soccer, but it's been rained out and whatnot. So we've had a little break that's about to kick up in February. So I cook on whatever day we are home, and I'll make a big thing of chili and something that's an S as well and alternate that. Like I don't have time to cook a meal every night. Or, you know, we do still eat out. You know, Chick-fil-A is a big deal. I go get, you know, the cool wrap or something, and a salad from somewhere, or a bunless burger. I do have to work that into it.
Yeah.
But it is easier when you're home and you can do it.
Control
but that, it. Doesn't, mm-hmm. that does not always happen. So I have to have a plan.
Yeah.
I have to have a plan.
That's so incredible. I really thought I was walking into I fix dinner every night in my kitchen with my apron on and all the things.
No, I love to cook, and I would love for it to be that way, but it's not. It's not. So,
but that is reality for so many women.
Is. And I do a lot of things that, like, if I buy ground beef, I'll buy a huge thing of it, or we get our deer meat in like 3 pound packs.
Yep.
And I'll brown it all, and I'll put like onions and peppers in some of it and make one of them Italian and freeze them in 1 pound packs. So all I gotta do is defrost it and chunk that in something with some vegetables.
Sure. You got this. You've got a system.
I do have but if you don't have a system, man, it's so easy
it's
to just grab whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Do you do a lot of your cooking on the weekend or just a random school night?
Usually on Sunday afternoons is my number one, and Friday nights. That's the two times we're usually home. Is after church, before small group on Sundays is kind of my kitchen time overall. So, and sometimes it's drive through soup, like a bag salad with some canned chicken chunk on top of it. It is nothing fancy. It's really not.
And that is, I love that so much, because I think a lot of women come into THM, and you may have experienced this in the beginning. I know I did. I just didn't know what was going on. And so I just went by the recipes in the cookbook, which worked for me for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, I'm so sick of looking at these cookbooks, you know, but you do learn how to feed yourself by just going to the grocery store and buying a meat and a vegetable and moving on, you know.
Mm-hmm. We do keep it simple. I mean, my husband will grill a big grill of chicken, and, you know, we'll open a can of green beans. I mean, sometimes that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And when I do make stuff, you know, my family's a family of four, and likely my son's not going to eat. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So we freeze half, you know, and then, you know, they can pop that in the oven while I'm driving back from soccer, and, you know, we'll eat when we get home.
Marvelous.
That kind of deal. And lots of times I'll pack, like if I know we're not going to be home till 9, I'll pack a supper too, and I'll warm it up in my microwave at school and dump it in one of those heated thermoses, and I'll eat it while he's on the soccer field. So, you know, it just depends on the week.
And I'm going to tell you right now, the reason you've had so much success, which next question is, what's your progress? It's because you have a great handle on being prepared with your food, because I say this all the time. No one, not a single person on this earth is worried about what you're going to eat. Have to do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And most of the time people will be like, you know, I mean, we had a huge Christmas party at work, and I didn't pay $16 for the appetizers. They were going to have like all these appetizers. Cause I'm like, I can't eat that. I mean, like maybe one of the things I could have had the fruits. And I packed my own, made my own little appetizers. And it was when we were doing holidays. So I used some of the recipes, and everybody's like, ooh, I wish I had, you know, whatever you had. And I was like, well, you know, so they don't, people
Here's
don't care.
Here's the recipe. Make it yourself.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But people really don't care. They don't.
I know. I know it. Amen. I know they don't.
And I used to worry about that. I'm kind of a, I'm a people pleaser and I don't want to be different, you know, but the older I get, the more I'm like, girl, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to eat what's good for my body.
Amen. Amen. Jennifer and I, we met together at our local Mexican place for her birthday, and we both pulled out our baked Tostitos chips. We had a crossover because I don't know if she did or not. She might not. Well, yes, she did, because she had the onion, the fajitas, which I'm sure is cooked in oil. Anyhow, I had a real one though, because I had queso. But we also, she brought cake, birthday cake, and we shared that. And none of the waitresses were like, you know, making faces. Y'all can't see us, but I just made her wear a face. You know, no one cares. They don't care. The only thing is, our stuff looks so delicious. The only emotion they'll have is jealousy.
That's true. That is very true.
Oh my gosh. So talking about the fast food, you don't know this, and listeners do, because this is coming after the podcast with JJ. Our topic for what day will this be? January 16th is going to be fast food. What do you do for fast food? And so this coming on the next week, this will be on the 23rd of January. That's really cool that you brought that up. And so that's pretty much the conclusion we came up with, is you're going to do a bunless burger, you're going to do a salad with chicken, or like the cool wrap at Chick-fil-A. I mean, that's really the best thing. And Jennifer did mention you could get like a grilled chicken sandwich bunless, you know. And we talked a little bit about McAllister's and different little places like that. It's not really fast food, but it has a drive-through, you know.
Yeah, it does have a drive-through.
So anyway, that's great. That's great. So what about with your holiday, what about celebrations? What are some of your go-to maybe desserts that you would do maybe for a birthday or for your Christmas celebration? What's one that you loved?
I love the date night cookie skillet.
Oh, yeah.
That is so good. And honestly, that Simply Truth Kroger coffee ice, that can be my treat all day long. One scoop of that, I'm good to go.
It is so good.
It is, like, I like it better than like regular ice cream. It is delicious.
It is so good. So that's the Kroger brand Simple Truth organic keto ice cream. There's a coffee chip, a butter pecan. There's a raspberry chip. Am I missing? It seems like there's one more, but anyway, they are so
good. I only eat the coffee chip. I can't bring myself to try anything else, because that one's my favorite.
The butter pecan is legit.
Is it? I'll have to try that one. But we also, I'll buy the vanilla. Well, no, I made the Brianna Thomas vanilla ice cream and use a Zevia cream soda, and it's like a little float.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. It looks a little weird because it's clear.
I was about to say that. One of my new one-on-one, she texted me, she said, I'm a Dr. Pepper girl, and I just tried the Dr. Zevia, and I don't know that I can drink this because it's clear.
And you know what? I did not like Zevias in the beginning.
Oh,
so
sure.
You got to try stuff after your taste buds have time to detox from the sugar.
That's
because
right.
Now, like, I love them. Like, my local grocery store was out the other day, and I was like, no.
On a river.
I only have two left.
So. I know. My kids drink mine, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Children, you need to go get a part-time job and buy your own Zevias.
Yeah, they are not inexpensive. But I know.
So Wes and I, we're adding on, well, we already have the room, but we're finishing out a room on our house. It'll be a new bedroom suite for us. And we have, and when Wes's parents moved, they got rid of a bunch of furniture. And so this is like it's actually a TV cabinet, but we're going to change it to be like a beverage cabinet in our room. Nice. So that we can have whatever beverage we want, but mainly I will have my Zevias in that fridge so nobody else will come get them. And I'm also going to get a Keurig and all that to do in there because we love to have coffee in the morning. And we wouldn't have to come into the main part of the house. We could just have that in our room. I know, I can't wait. It's going to be magical.
That's awesome. It's going to be great.
It's going to be magical. Okay, Teresa, so let's talk about your progress. Where did you start and where are you now?
As of this morning, I've lost 68 pounds.
Oh, my chickens. Are you serious?
Yes. I've got about 33-ish to go. Honestly, when I set that first goal of 100 pounds, like as an overall, I was like, I will never get there. I will never get there. I've never lost that much. And that's something I've tried to change is my negative self-talk. So I just you know, I've stuck to it. And honestly, it gets easier too. Like I find myself just thinking more like a trim, healthy mama every day. Right. It's a habit. I mean, it's a habit.
It's your lifestyle.
You've got to give it time.
That's what I mean.
Lifestyle.
People need to remember that it's the trim, healthy mama lifestyle. It says that for a reason.
You're right. And it's something I've always been, I just need to lose some weight. I cannot go up another pant size. I cannot. And I've done it just for that. And then I had a wake up call with some blood work at my doctor's visit. And I was already a type 2 diabetic and my blood sugar was out of control. And he was talking insulin. I'm like, girl, you have got to get it together. Right. You cannot do this. Cannot do this. So that's, when I was like, it's got to be for life. And I don't want to teach my children the same bad habits that I have. I've been an emotional eater. Yeah. I have been an emotional eater my entire life. And, happy, let's go have cupcakes. Sad, let's go have a chocolate chip cookie. Or bored, let's go eat some, that's been my thing. And, I really have to, I've spent a lot of time in prayer and Bible study about what does the Lord want for my life? It is not to be unhealthy and miserable. The food was stealing my joy. I was looking to it for that temporary happy and it wasn't, it was stealing my joy.
Yep, and I was very, back.
It does not love you back. And right. I've never been one, thankfully, to suffer from anxiety or depression, but my mom had been really sick for a year and she passed away and I was just eating. And that first Christmas without her, it was a hot mess. I gained 20 pounds over the holiday season just because, mom always made this. Let me have this and eat the whole stinking cake. It wasn't like, I just really had to have a reality check. And, my doctor, I love him. He was like, you can do this. You have got to find something that works and you can do it. And I can do it. It's hard and I can.
68 pounds. Now, when did that start? When did your loss start?
I started in February of 2021 is when I started. So it hasn't been quite a year, but we're coming. And I don't know the exact date. It was it was before Valentine's Day. I remember that because on Valentine's Day, I actually, gave all the chocolate the little kids give you away and, stayed away from that. So, but really, I've lost the bulk of that since July when I joined Buds and really understood the group. I've lost about 48 pounds of it since I joined your coaching.
Teresa. Mm-hmm.
So. That's not counting the inches. I lost my phone crash, so I lost my original measurements, but darn. I was looking this morning. I know, but just the ones I still have, it's like 26 inches overall that I've lost.
So what size clothes were you in and what are you in now?
I was in a very tight 20. Honestly, should have probably gone up mostly 3X shirts. And I'm in a 12, 14 jean. Now I'm wearing 12s today. And, and a large, extra large shirt, depending on
that is incredible.
And my, I went for my, 6 month checkup with my doctor and like, he literally almost did a jig because my A1C went from almost 8 down to like 5.3, which is, that's normal for a non-diabetic, much less one. He cut all my medicine in half and I'm on the way to getting off of it. So anyway, exercise is my Achilles heel. So that's what I'm working on next. I'm actually starting Monday with a trainer.
Okay.
So, cause I'm one that's, I have to have accountability. And if I'm paying for something, I'm going to do it because I'm going to do it. So I signed up for that. And, I'm looking forward to getting a little more exercise in my life.
Amen. That is just amazing. Like, I know that you've had great progress, but like to hear you, that's another thing with group coaching is like, I know your name. Before we got done, little confession, I was like, do you live in Mississippi, right? I can't, I want to say that you do. She's like, yeah. But it is like, I have so many that have gone through and that I interact with. I don't know. I think y'all understand, but it is just so amazing to hear you like say it out loud and see you say it. It's a blessing. Oh my goodness. This is the best ever. Okay. So what kind of exercise will you be doing? Like at a gym or something?
Yeah, it's at a gym. It's you know, he's just got a plan. It's a lot of strength training. I've been okay at like walking and getting, just being a teacher. I usually walk at least 10,000 steps a day when I'm at work. I mean, they're first graders. I walk all the time. So, you know, I've done that, and I'll go to the gym 2 or 3 times a week and walk, but he's going to be more strength. I have a lot of extra skin and he's going to work with me on toning that up and just kind of overall toning and strength. I want to get my core stronger.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm actually in a place where I think I can do it. I had so many aches and pains when I was heavier that, you know, I just was miserable when I tried to do any kind of exercise. So the aches and pains have left, which is something I'm grateful for. Yeah.
Is that your favorite non-skill victory?
Oh, probably that. And just my overall, the way I feel, you know, I just feel good. I don't dread getting up in the morning and trying to go to the closet and find something to wear.
Oh, yeah.
I feel good. I mean, I do. I feel good. I mean, not every day is perfect, and you still have, I mean, it's life. Life is crazy. And, but overall, it's just, I have a lot more joy, and I don't feel like I'm controlled by food anymore. Mm-hmm. I control it, and I can control it. And that just gives me, I don't know, a sense of empowerment, I guess you would say.
Yeah, that, absolutely. I shared that with another one-on-one. I think I've shared it with Blooms too, but she's going through a lot of things in her life, and like from all angles, it's just mm-hmm. coming at her. And I said, right now, there's so many things that are uncontrollable in your life, but the one thing you can control is what goes in your mouth. And time I talk to her, every time she says, thank you for saying that. Y'all, I'm telling you, for a month, she's told me that every week. Mm-hmm. And please, I just want to say thank you for telling me that. And I'm like, you're welcome.
And I would hear your voice in my head saying, you know, you're a grown woman.
Yeah.
You know, you're a grown woman. Nobody's going to put those potato chips in your mouth. You're a grown woman. Walk away from the bag.
That's right.
And, you know, and that's good. I would hear your voice in my head. I'm like, ooh, Coach Amy would not like that.
Bless your heart.
Good. It was good. I need somebody like that in my life.
Oh, I love it so much. Wow. Okay. So let's close out with any tips or advice for someone who has dabbled like you did, but knows they need to get serious.
I would say absolutely join coaching, join the buds, and participate and do it and read the material, print the material, because you're not going to remember it the first time. Right. So have it available. Like, I still pull up my binder and I'm like, oh, what are my E choices? Like, I need to mix it up. So have that, and then keep it simple. Keep it simple. You know, it doesn't have to be a 5-star gourmet meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It can really be simple. And then plan. You got to have a plan. I like planning. I'm an organized person. It brings me joy to, you know, organize things. So for me, you know, it's enjoyable. But even if you don't enjoy it, it's one of those things you're just going to have to be a grown woman and do it.
Yeah.
Because
your life will be more enjoyable if you bite the bullet and do it.
It will. And you know what? We have saved money on groceries because I don't throw out junk that we didn't eat. You know, I actually eat all the vegetables before they go bad. And we don't eat fast food like we did. And even when we travel for soccer and swim and all that, and we're out of town a lot during those things, I pack and we'll pack lunch and we'll, so it, you know, it's been good for my whole family, not just for me. And that brings me a tremendous sense of accomplishment and joy that, that, you know, my family is benefited from it as well.
Mercy. That is amazing. I'm so glad I asked you to do this interview.
Well, thank you.
Wow. I'm putting myself in the shoes of ladies who are going to be listening to this. Yeah, your story is going to change some lives. It really is. You don't make me cry. Stop. Ooh, I can see it coming, and then I felt it. Like, I'm serious. Like, this, I say that about a lot of them, but this is a good one.
Honest to goodness, if I can do it, I must start anybody can do it. Because, like I said, we're so busy. I'm not at home all the time. And, you know, we do work full time, both of us. And life is nuts, you know. We have church stuff. We have, you know, I help with the children's department at church. I do Bible school, so there's always something going on. So if I can do it, I promise anybody can.
I agree.
But nobody's going to make that decision for you. Nobody, you know. Mm-hmm. And you just gotta, you know, you decide. You just gotta decide to do it and do it.
Yeah. My theme for 2020 was resolve. Mm. I have resolve, the year of resolve. Yes. And then the next year was self-care, taking care of yourself, making yourself a priority. I'm not talking about ignoring your responsibilities.
No. Mm-mm.
But taking care of yourself.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've done both of those things. And then this year is actually I can find solutions.
And there is a solution. Like, you know, you're craving something, Google THM, whatever you're craving, and somebody has already come up with a solution. So that's like that two ingredient fudge, I had to hide that stuff because my family loves it and it was all gone. That and overnight cinnamon squares, I have to hide that stuff if I want to get it because they love it too. But I mean, there's, you know, you can have that little piece of chocolate and stay on plan and, you know, not eat a whole Snicker bar at the Walmart because you were hungry when you're checking out with groceries. So there's solutions. Right. You just have to find them.
That's right. Oh my goodness. Well, is there anything else you wanted to say?
Not that I know of. Really, honestly, y'all can do it. You can do it. And invest in yourself. That, you know, that was a big deal talking about self-care. I love, you know, helping people, service is kind of my love language, but you know, at some point I was not helping myself at all. And just, you got to love on yourself too. You can't leave yourself out. And I'm a better mom for it. I'm a better wife for it. Yeah. I'm a better child of God for it because, you know, I've had to spend time in prayer and, surrender to what, you know, the Lord wants from me and what, you know, I can't do the Lord's work if I'm sick and if I am, you know, having to come home and go to bed because I'm so exhausted. It's been good all the way around, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. So, I'm ready to finish strong.
So. Oh man, I can't wait to see. It's going to be great. So good. Thank you again so much. I know that this has been a huge blessing to so many. And I feel like I'm going to be passing a lot of messages on to you of people because I get messages all the time and they're just like, this podcast changed my life.
I mean, the podcasts are so beneficial. I listen to them when we're driving 45 minutes to soccer. My son's like, are we listening to another podcast? I was like, yes, we are, son. Yes, we are.
Bring you some earbuds next time. Listen to your own thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to say bye, y'all. Y'all have an awesome week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, hit subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast listening app. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, y'all.